This goes to Matthew, Matthew Flegel, Flegel, PAC, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, middle initial J, Holly, H-O-L-L-E-Y, date of birth 5-12-1958. Dear Mr. Flegel, this is a consultation for Mr. Holly, who was sent for evaluation of persistent albuminuria. He is a 67-year-old male patient who's had type 2 diabetes for several years. He's had fluctuating A1C levels, and his most recent level was 10.7 of 25 at 6.6. He does try to control the diabetes with diet and oral medication. Currently, he has no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea with rest, occasional dyspnea if he goes climbs more than one flight of stairs. When he's on the second flight, he will begin to experience shortness of breath with exertion, which resolves when he rests. He does see a urologist in Midland, Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E. He's had benign prostatic hypertrophy, and she follows that. Also, he had a scrotal fluid collection as well as hematoma, and she has managed those problems for him. Urine is currently clear without cloudiness or blood. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. Back pain and some joint pain at times. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes for several years, obstructive sleep apnea, hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure, mild and chronic, benign prostatic hypertrophy, pulmonary hypertension, He had a myocardial infarction at age 39 initially. And he has chronic ankle edema, COPD, from past history of smoking. He has a left lobe liver lesion that is being followed by MRI, in a remote history of pyelonephritis, also left ear hearing loss. Past surgical history, his initial cardiac catheterization was right after his myocardial infarction. He's had several cardiac caths since, and two stents originally, and then three more stents after that with the second cardiac catheterization. He's had bilateral cataract removal, a hernia repair twice, left knee scope, and left total hip replacement in 2023. Social history, he's an ex-smoker. He used to smoke about a half pack of cigarettes per day for 20 to 30 years. He quit smoking in 1995. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is single. He's a retired pipe fitter and welder. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, hypertension, asthma, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Medications, he's on amlodipine 5 milligram daily, Coreg 25 milligram twice a day, chlorthalidone 25 milligram every other day, Zetia 10 milligram daily, lisinopril 40 milligram daily. Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, Metformin is 500 milligrams, one twice a day. Crestor 20 milligram daily. Krill oil 500 milligram capsules daily. CoQ10 200 milligram daily. Glipizide 2.5 milligram daily. That's a recent addition to his diabetic regime. Stiloto, S-T-I-O-L-T-O, Respimat, 2.5/2.5, two inhalations once a day, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and VAR Readyhaler is 40 microgram, 2 inhalations twice a day. Physical exam, height is 67 inches, weight 201 pounds. Pulse is 56 in regular, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 88. Left tympanic membrane is difficult to visualize because there is excessive cerumen in the ear canal. Right tympanic membrane and canal are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese and non-tender, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen, no bulges with straining, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, pedal pulses, 2+ bilaterally, brisk capillary refill. And labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done August 6th of 2025. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio is elevated at 565. And the previous one in January of 25 was 778. His creatinine level is 0.8, calcium 9.4, sodium 140, potassium is 3.8, carbon dioxide 30, albumin was 3.4, phosphorus is 3.5. We have a kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound on 6/10 of 25, right kidney 10.8 centimeters, and there was a mass-like structure that was either a dromedary hump versus a mass. The left kidney was 9.9 centimeters. There was no cysts or masses there. He then had an MRI of the abdomen and without contrast. August 22nd, 25, and both kidneys were normal without hydronephrosis. There were a few bilateral renal cortical cysts, some bilateral renal cortical scarring, but no mass was noted with the MRI. Assessment and plan, albuminuria on maximum dose of lisinopril currently, diabetic nephropathy with excellent glucose control, and 3, hypertension, poorly controlled. We have asked the patient to check blood pressure at home daily for the next 2 weeks. If those levels are 130 over 70 to 80, in that range, he will not need further studies. But if they are higher consistently, we're going to schedule him for a renal artery Doppler study to rule out renal artery stenosis. And it might be wise to consider a trial of Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, or Jardiance, because that is the next step for treating proteinuria for kidney protection as well as cardiac protection. And he should continue to follow his low-salt diabetic diet. He should avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.